Australia Overnight, the Sunday morning edition with Pat Panetta, taking your calls on 131873. Now, here's a headline for you. Warning signs your marriage is doomed. But if you get in early, you can change the course of your relationship and not end in divorce. And many do, of course. When you recognise the signs and you take it head on, you could sort of steer the ship back in the right direction. Joining us from Leach Legal is Catherine Leach, our divorce and separation specialist and lawyer on the program. Hi there, Catherine.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, it's a pretty full-on headline there, warning your signs that your marriage is doomed. But you, of course, see lots of couples and different things that happen in your office and also, I guess, in their life that you hear about. Is there certain things that mean we're heading in the wrong direction?
It's a pretty complex process. I liken it to, you know, if you get sick and you can't always pinpoint it to one particular thing, it might be years of bad diet or years of not exercising. And I think marriages are a little bit like that. There's generally not one event that's happened, but it's a build-up over time of poor habits. And a lot of that is around communication and, you know, lack of conflict resolution, I think.
Right, so it builds up over time and hard to put your finger on it. People become complacent and don't think about their partner and it just becomes a pattern in their lifestyle, Catherine?
Yeah, there's lots of levers to it, but I think, you know, people need to really accept that these things take a lot of work and that if you don't water the garden, it will die. And sometimes you don't want to go out and water it because it's cold and painful, but you've got to do it. Otherwise, right. It just won't work by itself.
Yeah, that's the anti-instinctual. Is that a good phrase to use where you might feel like you're tired or whatever, but you have to sort of work against that? And the word, have we spoken about this before, Catherine? You remind me, the word or the phrase thank you, to thank your partner can go a long way too, and they feel appreciated.
Appreciation's a big thing. And I think in life generally, whether it's employees or partners or friends, there needs to be, you know, 8 lots of appreciation to 1 lot of negative feedback. And we generally do it the other way around. So you're looking for things that are going wrong or that they're not doing or that you don't like. And then you give them a little, you know, feed them a little bone of some appreciation. If you switched it on its head, you would find that your marriage would improve out of sight.
Yeah, it's just, well, as simple as that, but many people just won't take that leap, Catherine. Is it sort of they're stubborn or maybe they're just missing the point? If you just sort of do a few things, you could be back on track with your relationship.
I think so. I think it's as easy as that, but as hard as that, because sometimes people feel this resentment about, I work harder and you're not doing what you should do and I want you to do all of these things. And so giving that, you know, that appreciation and that those thanks sometimes feels the hardest thing to do because they feel like it's not fair.
Yes, yes. And 50% of all first marriages end in divorce. So at least half of us are doing it wrong or decide that it's time to move on.
Well, you know, there's enough people that are doing it wrong that there should be a lot more education around it and a lot more thought going into it. You know, the numbers should be decreasing because people go, oh, I can see that these previous marriages all ended because of these things. Let's, you know, do something a bit different. But it just seems to roll on. And people who get married are a bit like people who don't want to make a will. They don't want to think about the worst case scenario. So they don't take the proper steps.
131873, join the conversation. We're chatting with Catherine Leach about divorce and separation and the signs that your marriage may be doomed. 131873. Emotions are a funny thing, Catherine. You know, you get carried away, you're upset, as you say, resentful. You don't want to sort of admit that you're wrong or, you know, you just sort of make up in your mind that it's all bad. But often that passes. I know in my own life, you know, it's sort of for a day or for a few days, you're grumpy, but then you start to sort of, you know, settle down a bit.
Yeah, I think that's right. And you can make it worse or make it better. So if you're having a difficulty in your marriage and you want to share that with somebody or get some advice on that or some experience, who you choose can make a big difference because you can go to your best friend who's just got divorced and they will tell you, oh, well, you should get divorced. He sounds terrible or she sounds terrible. Or you could go to your happily married friend who might say, well, we all go through this and this is how we got through it. And so the choices you make about the tribe that you choose will also influence how your relationships go.
How interesting. Yeah, right. So the tribes you choose and the sort of what people are saying to you and the people you spend time with can influence that. In my situation with my relationship breakdown, there was a realization that it is quite fragile. Is that the relationship, that is, where it can sort of become unraveled and then sort of continue down that road and then it's sort of impossible to fix? Is that sort of my personal experience, or is that, you know, that description that relationships are fragile and sometimes if you sort of make the wrong turn or decision, it can unravel from there? Is that something, your experience?
Probably more accurately, it is that the human mind is fragile. So we create our reality by our thoughts. And if your thought is, this relationship is not working, it then comes back again to, you're going to choose the evidence, the confirmation bias that backs that up. So, you know, whereas before the fact that they, I don't know, put their feet on the table was kind of cute, whereas now it's just really annoying. And so you're going to look at everything through a different lens, and that seems to snowball into this relationship is untenable and he's a terrible person or she's a terrible person, whereas they're the same person they were, you know, a year ago, but you're just creating a different narrative around it now.
Are we supposed to be together forever, Catherine, as humans? You know, there's people who sometimes say that relationships, you know, they hit a point where it's time to refresh. It's very painful, and, you know, it's easy for me just to utter those words, but is it normal to be with somebody forever?
You have to look at what the purpose of your marriage is or your relationship is, because if and be fairly frank about it, I think, because if the purpose of your relationship was, you know, I was 35, I really wanted to have kids, I met this guy and he seemed really great and a really good father figure, and that worked that way for 20 years, in 20 years' time, do you then reassess that and say, well, the marriage I want now is a person who's going to travel with me and explore the world, and this person hates leaving home. So is this really the marriage that I want to have now? And I think if you have the same purpose and you have the same values, then it can last forever. But you also have to be, you know, not shy about thinking that everything has its time, and maybe you can part on the basis that it's had its time and it's been great, but now, you know, other things need to happen.
Yeah. And there's a whole process with that. As you say, you know, maybe that travel example, or just, I guess that example says, you know, we both want to do different things. But you've spent so much time together in a relationship and you're sort of attached on so many levels. To untangle that is a real process. But I guess you make your mind up and you think, this relationship isn't working for me. And you go through that difficult sort of year, 2 years, whatever, to sort of reset.
Yes, and plenty of people do that. I mean, we have people getting divorced in their 70s who just say, look, I've been married for 40 years, but I don't want to spend another 20 years with this person, and so I'm going to go through the divorce. And it is, you know, it is difficult unwinding that stuff. You've got family ties, you've probably got a house together, you've got lots of things that you've got to unwind, and it can be difficult. You know, it may be the best thing you've ever done.
Yes, it may be. 131-873 to join us, because there are, you know, many great relationships, families. It's beautiful. You know, they're together. They do things together. There's so much value in, you know, also being a united front, just having a partner. And there's so much joy to come from that as well. So just to even up the discussion there, Catherine, there's, you know, you can be love and have in love for a long time and have a soulmate and have a beautiful family when you sort of and forgive anything that might sort of annoy you.
Oh, and there's a lot to be said for a long relationship and being with someone who gets you and who you have that shared experience with and that closeness. It's like, you know, old friends from when you're a kid. You know, there's nothing better than just having that comfortableness and that ability to know each other at that level. And it just brings something, you know, really, really beautiful and joyful to your life.
And often the second time round, you see people divorcing the first time round, but then it's tougher. The second relationship, they often sort of get divorced again.
They do. The divorce rate is a lot higher. And I think what I find fascinating is that for your second, third, or whatever it is, but particularly your second marriage, you can almost be a different person. You can reinvent yourself, because the person you were in your first marriage, who might have been a bit shy or a bit awkward or a bit, you know, lacking in assertiveness, might in the second marriage not be that person, might be a different person. And, you know, that may or may not work.
Yes. Leach Legal, you have offices in Melbourne and Perth. We always enjoy having you on the program. So thank you for your time this morning. Catherine Leach from Leach Legal, thanks for being on Australia Overnight.
Great. Thanks, Pat.